Welcome to our BioFit case study review. This was submitted by Ute, and I'm going to just go through this. I obviously don't have the advantage of having the person in front of me, but I think I can do as good a job as I can, just kind of pretending that I'm talking to the person. So what I did was I took this case and I mapped it out into a spreadsheet. I used to do lots of scribbling on pieces of paper, but I find that having a sheet like this really helps. And you can make whatever the columns, whatever you want them to be able to get the salient points across as you're thinking the case through, and also for when you're explaining it to people. So this one is a female, age 58, 5'2", 162 pounds. One of her pain points is she hasn't been able to lose weight. The doctor, her functional medicine doctor, actually diagnosed a thyroid imbalance and prescribed medications, but she doesn't want to take the medication. And one of the other things she finds is that her throat closes. She's recently been through a lot of stress. Her mother was dying, and there's just a lot of emotional stuff going on. And the throat closing could be related to the thyroid as well. So those are the things that are in pain, but really her goal is she wants to lose weight and feel better. So what did I discover? And looking through her diet, her lifestyle, what she's doing, and her labs, the imbalances I came up with were glucose imbalance, glucose insulin imbalance, thyroid, and is an autoimmune imbalance there. There are a lot of inflammatory markers, and there's lipid imbalances. So those are the top four, actually. So what did we find in her history? The top things that I pulled out were that she's had a lot of stress. She has a lot of work stress as well. And she, you know, doesn't take a whole lot of breaks and time for herself during that. And that adding, compounding to that with her mom dying and taking care of her has just really put her over the edge. But on the bottom of all this is she has very poor eating habits. She eats high carb meals. She's rarely exercising. She does take long, long, long hours at work and no vacations. So she rates her stress levels as a 7 out of a 10. Also in the history is that she is taking testosterone shots and she was prescribed progesterone, but she doesn't take it daily. She tends to forget to take her medicine. And then vitamin D, she's supposed to be taking, but she rarely takes it. So let's look at labs. So what I found in terms of the labs was clear signs of insulin resistance, high fasting glucose of 102, high hemoglobin A1C of 5.7. Her insulin is 6 and her triglycerides are 235. So her triglyceride HDL ratio is super high. She has low vitamin D, even though that didn't get flagged on her report at 31, because from a non-functional perspective, it's not low, but we know that that's low. Her C-reactive protein is 6.4. It's super off the charts high. Her thyroid, she has a 14.6 TSH, low free T3 at 2.4 and high antibodies. So clearly the thyroid is taking a brunt of all this. And then her lipids, everything is high except her HDL, which is, it's kind of normal. It's in the 50s, but that makes her triglyceride HDL ratio very, very high. Her cholesterol is 280, her HDLs are 186, and she did an advanced particle size test, and she has a predominance of small particles. So I'm going to take a moment to review these findings with you guys. I did not get anything in a... This is all I got. This is all you put together. So I do want to remind you guys, if you're submitting cases for us to review, we really, really want this to be in either ODX report or the master tracker. Now, this one was pretty easy, so I let it go and I did it anyway because the things that were flagged by the lab were the most important things, right? So from the hematology standpoint, her MCV is 89. So I don't see really anything terribly off here. But her C-reactive protein at 6.4 is off the charts high. And then her TSH at 14.6 is off the charts high. But interestingly enough, her free T3 is 3.4 and her free T4 is 0.9. So her free T4 is a little on the low side, and her free T3 is right in the middle of normal range. Here's why I think that's so. She's getting testosterone shots. Testosterone increases the conversion and can cause an overconversion of T4 to T3. So I think that's what's happening. Her ferritin looks okay. Her progesterone, we're not going to really take into account right here. Her DHEA is super high. That could be because she's taking the testosterone. She's taking testosterone shots. Her insulin fasting is 6, not where I'd like it to be. Her thyroglobulin antibodies 5.6. DHT, dihydrotestosterone, is 30. This is what can happen when somebody starts giving a patient testosterone without looking at metabolites. If they had looked at a Dutch test and saw that she was driving more down towards the 5-alpha reductase side of the equation, down to DHT, she may not have made that distinction and maybe not have chosen to do that. So we're just going to look at the things that are out of balance. This is everything that they said was high. We're going to go there and then we'll go backwards. That's a lot of stuff that's high. I've mentioned all of it, but she's got problems with her particle sizes. She's got problems with elevated LDL at 186, triglycerides, cholesterol. So everything is off the charts high. So metabolic syndrome is clear from this pattern. While you're not allowed to diagnose, you can be in your mind thinking metabolic syndrome, because that's what this is. It's dysregulated insulin and glucose with dysregulated lipids, right? This person is at risk. It's not just a matter of her energy. It's not just a matter of not being able to lose weight. This is high risk. And this is something that we need to be able to get across to people when they come in with a pattern like this. And it's convincing them that they need to get their diet and lifestyle under control. So we're going to go back, and I am going to talk to you, where I have my summary, about how I would talk to this person. So I don't know her name. I'm going to just assume her name is Susie. I think she might have said what her name was. Yeah, it says Marie. Okay, Marie. So I'd start off with, welcome, Marie. I'm super excited that we get a chance to talk to you today. And thank you so much for being so comprehensive in filling out your form. And my heart reaches out to you with having the stress of working with your mother and having your mother losing her life. And I know the pain, and I know the stress of that situation, and my heart goes out to you. So how I want to structure this, of course, I wait for people to respond and I respond to them. But so what I want to do is just share with you how this session is going to go, and what my recommendations would be in order to move the needle and really help you to feel better and get your thyroid condition under control and get some of the extra weight off of your body. So yeah, it's really clear from your history and from your labs why you're having trouble with the weight loss and why your thyroid's gotten out of balance. So what I want to do is just walk you through a few of the findings on your labs, explain to you how they're related, and explain to you what we can do. That's the good news about this. You're not like in a quote unquote disease state where it's not reversible. You've got some autoimmune thyroid situation going on where your body's actually attacking your thyroid gland. That can be brought back into control with some diet and lifestyle and supplementation, and also addressing some of the stress levels and ways that you can approach it. The way I like to work with people is picking one thing at a time, getting you to master it, and moving on to the next piece to help you to actually make long-term dietary changes. I don't want you to go on a diet. I don't want you to do a detox program. I want to help you to make long-term lifestyle choices, diet choices, replenishment of nutrients that help you long-term to solve your situation. So the things that I want you to address first and foremost is your glucose dysregulation. With your insulin resistance, your cells are becoming resistant to insulin. That's going to affect your cardiovascular system. We see some indications in your labs of very high inflammatory markers. One in particular called C-reactive protein is 6.4. And it's dangerously high, right? It's affecting your body's ability to manage the antibodies that are attacking your thyroid. It's affecting your cardiovascular system. Your thyroid numbers are off the charts. And I know you don't want to take the medication that the doctor is offering you, but we need to address this. And I can share with you some ways to do that. So I don't want to go in through how I would do this whole presentation without the person here, because it's very hard for me to do that without the person responding. But I'm just going to tell you how I would proceed with that. I would explain to her the connection with the insulin dysregulation. I would explain the connection between that and the thyroid. I'd explain to her the connection between that high level of C-reactive protein, inflammation markers, and her inability to lose weight, and that she's hanging on to weight because her insulin and glucose are dysregulated, and there are things that we can do about that. Yeah, and I would explain to her that it was very great that her doctor did the advanced lipid panel, and that what we're seeing there is that she's her fats in her blood are way out of whack. The good news is, with some diet and lifestyle changes and with getting the insulin and the glucose under control, we can often see changes, improvements in this in as little as, 2 to 3 months. So I would like to have offer you the ability to get my support over the next 3 months, and we'll go take you through some diet changes, some supplement changes, and there'll be some more advanced testing that I want to do further down the road. But quite frankly, your doctor did quite a good job, way better than a lot of other doctors do, in giving you a more advanced type of a profile. So I can really see the imbalances, and I would like to help you with this. Your vitamin D is low. Your doctor may or may not have said that that was low. It wasn't flagged by the lab as low because the lab ranges are not in a good place. You need good vitamin D to get your insulin under control, to get rid of the extra weight on your body. You need the vitamin D to be under control to help your thyroid get under control. And until you get your thyroid under control, you're not going to be able to get your insulin under control. And you're also not going to be able to get your cholesterol levels down. High cholesterol can be contributed to by a low thyroid function. And also, with all the antibodies going on in there, you are producing inflammation, and that's affecting you throughout the body. So I would explain all these things and then explain to her how, we can work together, explain what my program is all about, and that I can help her get this thing under control, but she's going to have to do the work. And I would ask her questions like, are you willing to do the work? Are you willing to do some dietary changes? I always ask those as part of my screening. How much are you willing to do? What are you willing to do to get this under control? Are there foods you're willing to eat? Are there foods you're willing to give up? Are you willing to take supplements? So I kind of get a feel for that before I even get on the call with them, because I'm not going to make an offer to work with somebody for 3 to 6 months if they're not willing to do the work. So that's basically it. This is not a challenging case in that, it's really relatively straightforward. You got to start with getting her eating under control, getting her on a stress management type program, something that's simple, easy to do, appreciation in the mornings, breathing throughout the day, things she can squeeze in to her busy schedule, and teaching her how to take mini vacations throughout the day. So that's it for this case. Thank you for listening.